is Free Talk Live. We are launching into the third hour of the program. You can dial in toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com, and we give you the features there for free. So enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. We've been talking about nudity here tonight. For those of you just tuning in, we had a story out of California where there's been a beach for decades that has allowed nudity. And for decades, people have been coming there and they've been enjoying a little bit of sun all over their body. And who knows what else they've been enjoying. But they've been naked, and it's been a nude beach, and now it's not anymore. And now, as a result, they are cracking down. They're hiding out. The sheriffs and the park rangers are allegedly hiding behind rocks with video cameras and photographic cameras, and hiding up in trees, apparently, trying to gather evidence on the people who are still attempting to be nude on this beach, where it has now been banned. And before we continue with your calls here, there's one more important point that needs to be made out of this story from the Orange County Register, because, well, as was pointed out, these nudists are pretty good activists. They don't appreciate the idea that they're being aggressed against, and they have for a long time been standing up for their right to be naked. So let me continue here. The nudity ban, according to the state, this is great news because now there's no more lewd and lascivious acts on the beach, because we're just arresting people right out the gate for being naked. We can just charge them with nudity now rather than making up a bunch of crap against them. Bayless said the nudists aren't to blame, though, for such crimes of lewd and lascivious acts. He said, in many cases, citations from rangers for lewd and lascivious acts have been thrown out by the San Diego courts. Bayless says he's defended 17 cases. 10 of those cases were thrown out by the judge, while 2 were reduced to infractions and disturbing the peace, he said. 5 other cases are still pending. Roy Stearns, a state park spokes bureaucrat, said the naturalist had demanded a jury trial on most citations, so the court began dismissing many of the cases. For now, the San Diego District Attorney's Office is looking to prosecute 2 cases. And I thought that was the most important part about this, because these nudists figured it out that if you don't take the plea deal, and you take it to court, then you get to make it so the government has to prove their case. They don't just get away with harassing you anymore. They can't just come into the beach and hand out citations and expect people, oh man, I gotta pay this. No, they're gonna go to a trial. They're going to take this to court. They're maybe get a jury. I don't know. Depends on how things work out in California. But either way, make it so the state has to jump through some hoops to get their hands on whatever the fine amount would be to get a conviction. And as we've seen here in Keene with people. The state people throwing out parking citations because people are taking them to court, they're throwing out these nudity or lewd and lascivious citations. I think it's great news.
Yeah, and you make it as costly as possible for the state to function. And if more and more people did this, then maybe they would stop harassing peaceful people.
Yeah, I'm sure some of these convictions are just people who honestly were trying to get naked and be on a beach that they're used to being naked on a beach on. And that's not that big of a deal to me. But I think, that it does devolve over time. It can devolve, I should say, over time into these situations where people are, meeting up and copulating in the woods, the grasses and things like that, in order to get away. I mean, these things happen in, sort of rest areas of parks. They'll happen in rest areas on the interstate. I mean, this kind of behavior happens, and it happens in groups of people that, can get away with it, I guess. It's not usually heterosexual couples that are doing it because, there's just sort of this natural impediment for that
occurring. You told me during the break you've had sex on a beach before.
I have had sex on a beach before. I was, absolutely. But I wasn't doing it out in front of people. It was at night, in the shade of a catamaran where no one could see. I'm not saying that people shouldn't have sex on beaches, Ian. I'm saying that there's a tragedy of the commons here, that if I'm forced to pay for a beach, a public beach, that I should be able to go in one that's free from humping. That's my right. Don't you think, as a person who has to pay for it?
Or that you should realize that if it's everybody's beach, then they get to do whatever they want because they've poured it.
At which point it devolves into a dumping ground for toxic waste, right?
No, you don't have a right to be free from humping, because if you had a right to be free from humping, then I should be able to go on a beach and have a right to be free from people playing volleyball. I find that offensive.
Fine. That's fine by me. I think that this is why we call it the tragedy of the commons.
No, it's not fine, because it's ludicrous for me to say that you shouldn't be able to play volleyball on this common area. And I agree with you, Mark. It'd be nice if all beaches were private, but and if all property were private. We don't live in that world today. And so while we have a place where there is public property, then people should be left alone if they're not hurting anybody else. And people having sex or being naked on a beach isn't hurting anybody else besides the sensibilities of these uppity people.
You are
who
flat out insane, dude. There are beaches for people that want to hump on beaches. You can go to hedonismresorts.com and you can hump on beaches if that's what you want to do.
That
is the behavior that should be kept private. People should not have to be forced
to
see
it.
You don't do it in your front yard. You don't do it in the beach. You don't do it in public parks.
At what point would you advocate getting law enforcement involved?
Look, I don't think law enforcement's a good solution, but if you can't get people to stop, what are you supposed to do? This is why we call it the tragedy of the commons.
Go somewhere else.
If they do it on my front lawn, when do you recommend I call law enforcement?
Well, that's a private property dispute.
I would use
a water hose on them. I wouldn't call law enforcement.
That's a good solution.
Thanks.
Yeah.
So could I use a water hose on somebody in a public area?
I would rather if you didn't. Everybody left peaceful people alone.
You don't have the right,
Mark.
I'm
not sure that it's peaceful. You're talking about such an incredible departure from today's society that all you do is marginalize yourself.
Well,
into
wait a minute, is it a departure
area.
Or not? Because we just had a guy on the line last hour who said he saw like 20 people having sex on the beach. That sounds like a decade ago. Right, that sounds like a fairly popular thing.
With those 20 people, it is.
Well,
but the rest of the people that want to go to North Lido that are forced to pay for that, they don't want that there. Oh. That's why they made it illegal in the first place.
Freedom is popular. I mean, Ian was reading the polls earlier about 80% wanting people to be able to hump on beaches, if I remember the story correctly.
I don't think that's the story.
Let's go to you and your thoughts here. We've got Jared on the line in New Hampshire. Jared, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Jason and Mark.
Ian, Jason, Mark, I think this really... he mentioned it was gay people, homosexual people. I don't want homosexual people humping on my beaches. Let's take it into a school, a high school.
You're talking about the bigoted caller from earlier?
Correct. The bigoted caller from earlier. Let's go to a high school or a middle school, for instance. If two straight people are holding hands, if a young girl, a young guy are holding hands, that's okay.
Not at my high school, it wasn't. At Brandon Christian School, it was not acceptable.
But most public schools, that's okay. But in the public schools I went to, I went to four different public high schools, as far away as Missouri and as close as in Keene, New Hampshire. And in none of those high schools was it appropriate for two men to be holding hands. Now, why is it in that public institution, why is it okay? Because shrinking.
Unfortunately, Jared, we're losing your cell phone signal. But I think I got the gist of where
and I think
you're
he's got
from.
A valid point that if that, you know, people should be treated equally on sort of in public venues. I don't think that straight kids in a public high school should be allowed to hold hands, and then gay kids shouldn't be allowed to hold hands. Likely, what will happen? The real world solution to what will happen is the principal says nobody gets to hold hands, and
we've seen that happen in different places.
These are the kinds of things that happen. But I get the point where he's coming from. I'm not saying that anyone should be discriminated against based on their sexual preference. I'm saying that the activity of copulation of sex, whether it's oral, anal, vaginal, whatever, these kind of things should not be happening in public.
Well, I think the caller was...
Ian, that statement that you just made, the principal will then say nobody can hold hands. I think that's exactly
what happened.
That was Mark,
by the way. That was Mark that said that.
Mark's saying the principal will say nobody can hold hands. Well, I think that's exactly what has happened here. He mentioned gay. Now it's I don't want anyone having sex on the because my mind, I can't fathom allowing one group to have that, not another group.
Good thoughts, Jared. Thanks for the call tonight. Unfortunately, a bad cell phone connection. Maybe next time it'll be better. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of these airwaves. Share your thoughts on the issue of nudity on the beach or sex on the beach. More coming up. You take control. Free Talk Live.
I'm Professor Burke from the University of Farmers, where we whittle agents' intellects into pointy, sharp utensils, and this is a pop quiz. What is the best way to save on insurance if you own a car and a house? Should you A, sit down with a farmer's agent to combine your policies into a delightful savings sandwich, or B, keep separate policies? The answer? A, talk to us and pass the mail.
We are insurance.
We are Farmers. Bum, da, bum, 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 bum.
Call a farmer's agent to see how you can save on auto and home insurance. Find your local agent at farmers.com.
As a smoker, you know traditional cigarettes are unhealthy, and the taxes be the very beast stealing your freedom to smoke. That's why the Vapor Station offers an assortment of electronic cigarette kits. Each rechargeable, refillable kit is an effective, affordable alternative to smoking. No combustion, no tar, no foul lingering odors, and no smoke, secondhand or otherwise. Just inhale pure enjoyment and exhale vapor. Take a puff just about anywhere without getting hassled. Get your e-cigarette kit now at VaporStation.com.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Gold isn't for you?
Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want and dial in toll free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Jason.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those, including the Shrine of Female Listeners, where dozens of ladies have sent in their validated photo or video showing their listeners of this program. See what I mean by going to shrine.freetalklive.com, and if you're a lady listener, you can get details on how to become part of the Shrine, shrine.freetalklive.com.
You know that cigarettes will kill you. You've been thinking about giving the e-cigarette a try anyway. You know it's a healthier option. You probably didn't know it's 22,000 times healthier. Listen to this offer from Vaporsmiths.com. A pack-a-day smoker will save about $120 a month. So you already start being richer, feeling better, and smelling better. What more could you want? How about a free starter kit? Just purchase 40 cartomizers with the coupon code FTL, you get a free starter kit. And they'll ship it to you for free. All orders over $60 are shipped for free. Find out more. Call 855-2-GET-VAPOR. 855-2-GET-VAPOR or Vaporsmiths.com. 855-2-GET-VAPOR.
It's always fun on Free Talk Live to reach the ends of Mark's level of tolerance.
I've got to say that Jason Talley's quote here, if there's not a humping beach, that sounds like a market failure. Epic. Epic.
So we continue with you and your thoughts. We're talking about beaches, nudity, and even sex on the beach. Mark says it's his right to not be presented with ugly things, but clearly the world is full of ugly things.
All I've said, which you will refuse to accept, is that I think that this is a tragedy of the commons, that we should not have, that there shouldn't be public areas, and if there weren't public areas, then you wouldn't be confronted
with these kind of
situations.
Go ahead and see if you can implement that pretty soon. In the meantime,
I don't want to hump in public. This is why it's not a problem for me.
In the meantime,
we have a tiny percentage of the population that wants to do that. Even these people don't want to do it. They generally go off into bathrooms or into the bushes or in something like that.
Why can't you just allow people to do what they want? I mean, as long as it's not hurting anybody, they're not hurting each other. They're a
consensual. So as long as I don't hurt anybody, I should be able to do what I want? Can I go up to them with a camera and say, hey, what are you doing here? Does your mom know you're doing this? What's your name? Where do you live? Can I have her email address so I can send this crap to her, see what you're doing out in the middle of public? You know, they're not going to be. That's a jerk. That's jerkish behavior.
Well,
somebody's humping in the middle of the sidewalk. I go up and confront them. I'm a jerk. This is your world. This is how insane you are.
I think both would be jerkish behaviors. I mean, I'm not interested in walking down the street and watching people get it on. I'm not interested in you being the Puritan police, filming people for what they want to do.
Yeah, it is. It's intolerance is what it is. And I agree with Tally. It's not something I'm interested in personally, but I'm not going to bother somebody if that's something they're doing.
Do you think it's jerkish behavior to hump in the middle of the sidewalk?
It may be a little tacky, but...
A little tacky.
But I would think this is
a little tacky in Ian's world.
I would think that they would deserve the kind of treatment that you or other Puritans would give them by a video recording them in the streets.
I don't know if they would deserve it, but I think they would likely get it, and it would be one of the consequences of their actions. Whatever. If you're going to hump out in public, you can expect somebody's going to show up with a camera at some point.
and start a website around it and sell it to visitors.
Of course, maybe some people humping in public would like people to show up with cameras.
That's why they're humping in public. It's a problem.
Let's go to Michelle 7. She's on the line here. Michelle, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
I humped in public on a beach, and 9 months later, Omar was born.
Well, define public for me, though.
9 months later, what?
Omar was born.
See, Mark, if she hadn't had sex on a beach, she wouldn't have one of her children.
I'm a baby killer.
Now, the fun thing is that it was really late at night, and it was on Kauai where there had been this hurricane that had wiped out the hotel. So it was pretty desolate and everything, so we thought. And, we finished. And, of course, we were doing it doggy style because I didn't want to get any sand up in my coochie.
Yeah, that would be a little chafing, I would think. This is one of the reasons why I'm not interested in a beach.
Right. So we finished, and it was pitch black, so we didn't notice that there were some people sitting right next to us.
Wow, that's pitch black.
Yeah, they were quiet through. Well, we were pretty drunk too. They were quiet through everything until we were. They waited until we were finished, and then they offered. They lit up a joint and asked us if we wanted to take a
hit.
Nice,
perfect.
So,
funny.
At the time, I didn't smoke, so I just went down to the shore and cleaned up. My husband sat there and got stoned with them, and then we left. So.
You really turned me around on this idea of having sex on the beach.
But the point is that, you know, you mentioned, Mark, that, you know, private public beaches, and that really is what it's about, is that if it's private property, then it can be defined for certain activities. And if it's public property, that you don't have the right to say what can be done there and what cannot be done there. And so to you know, claim that something ought not to be done, well, then you really need to get on the bandwagon in terms of getting everything made private and not public.
Well, how much more on the bandwagon can I get? I do a nationally syndicated radio program on 109 radio stations across the country, two XM channels. I do this six nights a week.
Exercise civil disobedience and go out and have sex with Laura in public places.
Right, because that's going to happen.
I'll film it.
Okay, so if I can, since this is about what, you know, the audience wants to talk about, if we could change gears for a moment, and this
sure.
is very sad. But Kelly Thomas was a young man, 37 years old, who in Fullerton, California, not a few days ago, was murdered by police. It was defined by people that knew him as a very kind, sweet, and gentle man. He was mentally ill but didn't bother anyone, and everyone knew him. This, too, was in Southern California where, you know, there are homeless people and they don't bother you and what have you, but it's essentially becoming illegal to be homeless. And so when the police started to question him, and he just kind of mumbled, five police cars came. He was tasered six times. Mm. He was beaten to the point where, I mean, you look at the pictures and you can't even imagine someone being beaten to that point.
It's horrifying. I'm looking at one of these photos right now. It's just absolutely horrible.
When will people stop paying for this?
Dad,
oh, God.
Crying out for his dad. Dad, dad, dad. And people were watching saying, that's enough. Stop. And they did nothing. And they continued. And so, you know, when I got into a conversation with some people, one girlfriend of mine from high school is a police officer, and she said, you don't understand what a dangerous job we have.
You know, I know there's a perception of danger. There absolutely is. But, you know, the suggestion that, you know, the police don't have, the police rarely does a police officer show up on the top 10 most dangerous jobs. And, you know, if some cop dies, there's a parade, there's a big, you know, to-do about it. If fishermen, which is the top of the list, consistently the top of the list, they don't give parades to these people when they die. They get nothing. So, to me, it's just sort of bureaucrat worship to me. It would be consistent if the top X number of dangerous jobs got parades, loggers, you know, high tension power workers, things like that. But they don't.
All those people give me things that I want. Law enforcement, they cage my friends, and they make me pay for it. I'm looking at these photos of the guy that you're discussing, Michelle Seven.
I can't look anymore.
I don't see how people could pay for this violence.
I'm about ready to stop, Tally. I don't know how much longer I can handle paying for my friends to be put in jail.
Thanks. Glad to hear that.
Thanks, Michelle. I appreciate hearing from you. It probably means they're going to steal my home from me at some point when I finally stop, but I really can't. I don't know how much more I can put up with. We're coming up 800-259-9231. Maybe once I stop, others will join me. I don't know.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop. Stop buying metal lids and get Tattler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tattler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA. But Tattler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tattler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tattler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
You've been lied to. Lied to by the Wall Street propaganda machine, the government, and the talking heads in the media. The market is in for another crash. Real estate is already in a double-dip recession, and if you want to keep your hard-earned money safe, this message is for you. My name is Brett Kitchen, and after losing 35% of my money when the market crashed, I said enough is enough. I searched and discovered a way to safely grow my money, participate in potential double-digit gains, but also have my money protected when the crashes come. Plus, it could save you thousands in taxes. I want you to get a free copy of my new book, Safe Money Millionaire, where I share this powerful tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney used to safely grow their wealth. Call 1-800-675-1640 right now to get your free copy. Again, that's 1-800-675-1640. I'm giving away a limited number of copies today, so call 1-800-675-1640.
What would you do with a check for $25,000? What if you could eliminate all of your credit card debt in 90 days and keep all of your money? Hi, I'm Jason Davenport, and I've just completed ZeroDebt100.com, a program that stops and prevents debt collections of all kinds, including debt collectors and foreclosures, with guaranteed results. Forget loan modification. Zero Debt showed me how to get the banks to pay my property taxes and insurance while stopping my foreclosure without paying one dime. An attorney tried to garnish my wages, but the court denied his request because of what I file from the Zero Debt program. Find out how I did this by calling Zero Debt today at 800-477-9256. Tell them Jason sent you and ask for the Zero Debt special and the free bonus promotion about stopping an IRS levy and getting your money back. Tell them Jason sent you and call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256 or visit www.zerodebt100.com.
Energy, energy, and more energy.
We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild chaga and birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need.
You deserve it.
Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up what you want. Dial in toll free. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website, freetalklive.com. News updates are available for you via different delivery methods. There's, of course, email, also Twitter and Facebook. Get signed up over at news.freetalklive.com. Best way to follow the latest about Free Talk Live, news.freetalklive.com. As we continue here exploring the world of public nudity, which ended up into a discussion about public sex.
Right, because I don't have it's one thing the nude beaches, another thing entirely copulating on them.
And so Mark, you then support nudity on a beach?
I think that for one, nudists should be able to have beaches. No doubt about it.
But what about public beaches?
I think when you're talking about public
beaches, it's one thing to say tragedy of the commons, et cetera, we need to get rid of public property. Great, great. But we haven't. So while we have public property, how about allowing
there
naked
are a lot
there?
Of nudist places, and some of those nudist places are beaches. So there are places for nudists to go. And I think that governments should allow people to, set up their own places. When it comes to public beaches, I'm for stepping into the arena of toplessness and thongs and things like that. I think that people should be allowed to have those on public beaches. But
so you believe in topless equality then?
Whatever that means. Oh, you
meaning
mean
a woman should be able to be topless wherever a man is topless?
Yeah, I think that yes, I absolutely.
Okay, it's nice
I think
to hear that you're that tolerant because we're kind of testing your boundaries here to see how tolerant you are. So here's another one for
you. Why are
we
testing my boundaries?
Because you're the one that's, I think, the most intolerant of the people sitting on
that's
the microphone.
That's right. I'm intolerant.
The Associated Press reporting out of Benoist, South Carolina, where a Berkeley County woman will be getting a jury trial for a ticket she was given by the police for displaying big plastic testicles on the back of her pickup truck. Maybe you've seen these things.
Aren't they the name brand?
Truck testicles is, I believe, what they've been called. I don't know what their name brand is. But
oh, I've heard it's spelled N-U-T-Z.
N-U-T-Z, that's cute. Virginia Tice of Bonneau was given a $445 ticket July 5th that accuses her of violating the state's...
$445. Holy macaroni.
Accuses her of violating the state's obscene bumper sticker law. Not a sticker. Anyway, Police Chief Franco Fuda asked for a jury trial, saying questions of obscenity should be determined by community standards. It's interesting the police chief would ask for a jury.
She's screwed because they're gonna, they're gonna read the law or whatever. The jury's gonna, go by it, and that's whatever. Whatever.
But it doesn't look like a bumper sticker. I mean,
I don't know what the law says, but
yeah, who knows how vague it is.
If they just charge her with public obscenity, she's messed up.
Tice's attorney expects the trial next month. A relative said she didn't want to talk about the case before trial. She was ticketed after pulling into a gas station in her truck with big red fake testicles hanging from the trailer hitch.
Thank goodness they're not real. Big fake? I mean, that's what her... I grew up on a farm, man. The bulls aren't walking around being obscene with their big old testicles hanging there.
I mean, these are testicles. It's very clear that they're testicles. Mm-hmm. If you've seen these things before, they're very amusing, I think. I would never put one on
clever
my car.
In a very, very, very tacky
It's very
way.
Tacky. But it's tackily amusing, like, oh, my God, someone
are you kidding me?
Right, hanging from the back right. of their truck. And I always figured it'd be some guy, but I didn't realize that that a woman would do something like that.
I think it's showing the...
Seems more of like a chauvinistic guy thing.
The manliness of your vehicle. You know, I think that some trucks really do look like beasts that are set up, and the testicles make some sort of they make some sort of sense up there. I don't like them. I don't think people should do them. I think they're tacky, but I wouldn't say anything about anybody putting them there. I would neither confront that person, nor would I bar them from my property, nor would I recommend that they be ticketed in any way. The same way I wouldn't do so if somebody put a redneck Confederate flag or whatever bumper sticker on the back of their car. I think that some people are going to be offended by that. And, I wouldn't recommend it, but, yeah.
So the fake testicles are okay in your book, but if they were real testicles...
On what? A real truck?
On a real person.
Real testicles on a real person, yeah.
A naked person.
Should not be. Well, there are places to be naked, places not to be naked.
So how about a photo of a naked person or a painting of a naked person on, better yet, a painting of a naked lady on the side of a truck?
A painting of I've seen the sort of topless ones. I mean, if it includes like a vagiscope. No.
What?
You don't know what a vagiscope is?
It sounds like something that would magnify
one's
vagina.
It's a tool that is used by gynecologists to really get in there.
Yeah, I don't know why you would even go there.
My suggestion is that some people...
This is the thing about people that
porn
are... This is the
is
thing about people who are, they're intolerant towards nudity. They really have weird obsessions as a result of this. I mentioned a naked lady being painted on the side of the truck, and Mark immediately goes to a vagiscope being included in, I mean, come on, man.
People are into different things. You know, it's a big world out there. And
you're calling
Mark,
me the freak.
If it's the Venus de Milo, that's one thing.
Sorry, Tommy, go ahead.
Yeah. Well, that's a judgment about
it
art.
It is a judgment.
Everybody gets to make their own judgments.
It absolutely is a judgment. But if instead it looks like a Hustler spread with including scatological porn, no, it's not acceptable to me.
1-800-259-9231. I just think it's fascinating where the intolerance mind goes.
These are things that will happen
to the extreme. You're the one who takes it to the extreme
this would
every
happen.
Single time.
This is a reality. This would
okay.
occur.
Okay. So
then why,
what?
Then why am I taking the stream as
you know
though
what?
It's ludicrous?
You know what? You are really just defending the Puritans. That's all you've been doing here for the last hour. That's what all this is based on. You don't want some kid seeing this, right? Because you've seen, obviously, you know what a vagiscope is. You've probably looked at porn of it online. I mean, this is...
There must be some porn somewhere with it.
Mark has admitted that he's had sex in public, and this whole conversation began with just people standing in public trying
to sell
themselves.
Define public, though. Public doesn't mean people standing around.
Public it was a
means,
public place.
A public beach, and, you know, in on private property, outside, outdoors.
There are some people who would like to have you caged for doing that.
There are people that would.
Toll-free number here tonight, 800-259-9231. Whether you want
on
to comment...
On the scale of Puritan to tolerant, I am way over towards the tolerant side. It just shows how fringe you two are. That's all.
I'm not the one who brought up the vagiscope, man.
I'm not fringe because I don't want to see peaceful people like yourself put in a cage.
You know, I'm past the statute of limitations.
The idea that being allowing towards others and their freedom to do with themselves and their property as they choose, the idea that that is fringe, I think it's a sad statement. Because I believe that if it's your truck, you can paint whatever you want on the side of your truck, and if it's your body, you can walk wherever you would like with your body, as long as it's not on somebody else's private property where they say you can't.
And then when does it end? Because in Iran, they have police that run around with rulers to make sure that boys' hair is cut short enough, or necklace police, or you know, or no earrings for women.
You're absolutely right. It's a continuum. In Saudi Arabia, you have to be covered. There's the Wahhabi police, Wahhabists, and they're not even government officials. They're just snitches, weird, religion-backed, violent crazies.
It's like a street gang or something, basically?
They don't really have the backing of the government,
angels.
But they do have the backing of sort of the culture, if you know what I mean. Mm-hmm. They have this sort of...
like the Guardian Angels in New York City, then, kind of.
The Guardian Angels generally protect people from being harmed by gangs, is what they kind of say.
Yeah.
So, I mean, different stuff.
So, right, but you're talking about religious police that go around and will, like, strike people for when they are maybe showing too much skin, for example.
Your thoughts are welcome. Whether we're talking about the issue of nudity on a beach or testicles attached to the back of somebody's truck, everybody has their limit.
So what's more likely here, Ian? Making beaches private where people who want to hump on them can go, or... Everybody can just hump wherever they want as long as it's public property. Which one's more likely?
And be video recorded by you.
And a lot of other
questions. Intrusive questions as well.
A lot of other people,
and
too.
And badgered. 1-800-259-9231 by the creepy old guy who's asking about vagiscopes. 1-800, why don't you have a vagiscope out there? 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airways in the remaining moments, which are coming up next. It's Free Talk Live.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babkin with DownsizeDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, I didn't write it, I didn't approve it, I wasn't even consulted. If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizeDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizeDC.org.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Question: can functional magnetic resonance imaging be used to read our minds? Author Jose Collazo answers yes in his two new books, America's New Slavery. For more than 13 years, author Jose Collazo has been trying to prove that the U.S. government has the capacity to read a person's thoughts with a revolutionary technology known as fMRI, functional magnetic resonance imaging, and there is proof that it exists. America's New Slavery explores this technology and its many possible applications in national security. Who has access to it? How is it being used? Does America's salvation rest in this technology? These and many other questions are answered in America's New Slavery, the new books by Jose Collazo, available on BN.com, Amazon.com, and Borders.com. America's New Slavery. All Americans should be concerned.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Moments remain, and maybe enough time for you and your thoughts if you make the call now to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And joining you tonight, it is Ian.
And Jason.
And Mark.
Once again, 800-259-9231. Join us on our website, freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features there for free. And if you like the show and want to help support Free Talk Live, go to promote.freetalklive.com. Promote.freetalklive.com. You'll get a whole list of things you can do to help get Free Talk Live into more ears around the world. Once again, promote.freetalklive.com. We go right back to you and your thoughts. Let's go first to Scott, listening in Charleston, West Virginia, to WVTS. Hello, Scott.
Oh, how you guys doing?
Hey, Scott.
I just have to say this was kind of a funny one, kind of caught me off guard a little bit. I was laying here about half asleep, and I thought I had the radio on, and I thought I had, died, went to hell, was forced to play win, lose, or draw with Cotton Mather and Larry Flint. But anyway, I mean, I don't know where to go with this one. I've heard some crazy stuff on this show, stuff I like, but I'm telling you, man, this is a little out there, but I'll give this one a shot. I don't know. I don't know where to go here. This is unreal.
This is what my job is like. Like, I don't know what to do with this guy.
Mark's crying right now. You made him laugh.
He's just completely unreasonable.
During the break, they were both Googling a vagiscope.
Apparently, it's an illuminated speculum. In case you want to really know what a vagiscope is, it's an illuminated speculum. I thought it was something that just went in there and kind of opened things up for cows to look, look in the cows or whatever, but apparently not.
Oh, God, I need brain bleach now.
Don't hold it down with me, Mark. You knew exactly what it was.
I found it pretty fast on the internet.
I spelled it right. How come you couldn't figure out how had an I in it?
Good point, Mark.
There's always an I in vagiscope.
I've never searched for this before. It was a new term for me. All right, Scott, so you're speechless then is basically your call.
I'm speechless, and then he just topped himself there by putting sound effects to it. That was
Oh my God.
What was that?
Thanks for the call, dude. Thanks, I appreciate hearing
Here's
from
one
you.
From Hoger Farmyard you can get for your goat.
Oh,
it's goat-sized.
Let's go to Mandrick, listening in New Hampshire on the amp lines. Hello, Mandrick.
Hey, guys, what's going on? Hey, actually, I want to tell you a story. The first time I saw people having sex, I was in Greece, and it was on a beach, Mark.
Really?
And then on. Oh, yeah.
Was there a goat involved? Because now Mark has brought this to animal sex.
Well, come on.
The very
which
final
beach
segment
was it?
Of the show.
Was it on one of those islands, or was it the mainland?
No, this was mainland, man. And it was a public beach. It was kind of off to the side, and I was just kind of exploring. And
was it daytime?
People exploring.
Was it daytime?
It was daytime. It was like noon or something, man.
How young were you at the time?
I was 13.
And were your parents around?
No, they were in America. I was there with some...
And what was that experience like? Like just rolling up on some naked people doing it on the beach?
It was pretty awesome, dude. Honestly.
So was it a couple, a male, female couple?
Yeah, it was male, female. And I just kind of was just watching for a while. I mean, I was 13 years old, you know?
I'm sure it was very interesting at that time.
Yeah, I mean, I got internet a year later, so I got better idea of what they're doing.
I didn't get internet until like 28.
So all that considered, you actually encountered somebody having sex on the beach over there. What were people's reactions to this? Were there others around?
No, they were kind of in like a little private part. I mean, it was still a public beach, but it was just a part where there weren't people. Mm-hmm. And they were off into the, like, up on the rocks a little bit. But, I mean, they saw me. They eventually saw me and they kind of just stopped. But, no, I mean, it was just, I don't know. I mean, it didn't damage me, it didn't spur me.
You've got kids of your own, Mandrick. I mean, we know you personally, you're here in the Keene, New Hampshire area, and you've got kids. What would you think if they were on a beach and they encountered something similar as a dad?
Well, they've already asked me questions about sex, and I've been pretty, honest with them, and, I answered any questions they had. I mean, it's not something I ran away from. I mean, I think I'd encourage open and honest discussion about something like that because they're gonna, kids aren't dumb. They find things out on their own. If you're not gonna open up with them.
I agree with that too. I'm of that belief that you should talk. If a kid's old enough to ask a question, he's old enough to get an answer. In my opinion, I'm not going to duck and dodge. I think it's entirely different than people copulating on a public sidewalk in the middle of everything. I mean, this is a couple who was they were out in public, but they were trying to get as private as possible in public. I think that as interesting as the story is, it doesn't entirely address the fantasy world where Ian has where. People should just be able to do it in parks, beaches, sidewalks, wherever it just pleases them.
That's
the middle, apparently,
world.
The middle of the interstate. Because, they
that
paid for the interstate
sound
very
too. Safe. I mean, look, that's not my fantasy.
Well, why
world.
Can't they just put out cones for 500 feet ahead of them to be able to do it? I mean, after all, they paid for the interstate, right?
Ideally. The fantasy world would be one in which people actually have their own private property, as
well,
you were
describing
earlier, Mark. But I don't, we don't live in that world right now. So as we have,
hopefully, we don't
property,
live in the world where people can set up cones 1,000 yards out from them,
but
copulating in the middle lane of the interstate.
Down,
either
you're being so absurd, and that's all you can ever do when we talk about these things is take it to the most extreme, ludicrous absurdity. And you don't even want to have somebody walking down the street naked.
I think that's inappropriate behavior, absolutely.
Mandrick, is that inappropriate?
I don't think that they weren't hurting anybody.
Thank
really
you, Mandrick.
Argumentum ad populum.
Thank you,
it's
Mandrick,
a logical fallacy.
Thank you, Mandrick, for the sensible call, the call that is actually connected to his humanity and tolerance and allowing for others who have a different belief system. Because if it's offensive for somebody to walk down the street while naked, then I could say I am as offended by somebody who walks the street down the street with a perfume scent that I don't like, and I'm sorry, it's your body.
I give
you
him a little room
want.
If I don't like the perfume scent, no doubt. I mean, I don't like that either. I don't like it when somebody's bathed in that crap, no doubt.
It's your body. You do what you want. Captain Ned is on the line in Florida. You're
save
on
me, Captain
line.
Ned.
Well, thanks for having me aboard, guys.
Go ahead, sir.
Hey, Mark's right on this one. Birds of a feather should flock together. Wild green parrots don't fly with seagulls. You have to realize what's appropriate. Okay, like a silicone island, which I all think we all know what it is. Accessible only by boat, which is only adult appropriate.
We're not all captains.
It should be off limits to some yuppie parents.
Why can't we do it the other way around? Why can't the prudes have a private beach where the prudes can go?
Absolutely, but
and I think it's the prudes that should put up the fences to make sure that there's nobody carousing about all naked like on the beach next door to them.
That'd be fantastic. But the Silicon Island, some yuppie parents with their inquisitive spawn, Muffy and Buffy, that decision not to anchor there should be inspired only by common sense and mutual respect. Go to where your birds are, not to where the other birds are. You know what I'm saying? It's very common sense. And the only thing that should be sporting bull equipment, even prosthetic, in public is a bull, okay? You know, those guys run around in the trucks with a bull. It's ridiculous. You know, it's just, come on.
Captain Ned, thanks for the call, man. Appreciate hearing from you. Go ahead, Jason.
I was just going to ask him, I mean, those are his opinions, but what would he do if somebody, you know, acted in a way he didn't like? I mean, when do some people decide to get law enforcement involved?
Let's go instead to Missy on the line in Florida. Missy, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I don't know how I'm supposed to follow up a conversation about vagiscopes, 13-year-olds watching sex on the beach, and coned-off interstate sex.
Shot. You can do it.
What I was going to ask, because I've only got to listen to the last 30 minutes of the show tonight, was if you had heard about the mom in Georgia that had been found guilty in her son's death when they were trying to cross the street. She's been granted a new trial.
Oh, no, I hadn't heard that.
There's a lot of public opinion by this. I believe change.org got behind it, and it's an incredibly powerful group.
Yeah, they had over 135,000 online petitions signed. The NAACP got involved, and so now she's going to get a new trial.
Can you explain what happened? I'm not familiar with it.
She was trying to cross the street with her children, and they were not in a crosswalk, and they got hit. A car
and there
ran
were no crosswalks.
Right, there's
around.
No crosswalks. This was a state highway.
There were crosswalks, and in fact, it was at a bus stop where people crossed the road there every day to get to the bus stop. So it was
and they charged her with vehicular homicide, if I'm recalling correctly.
It's insane stuff. None of it makes any sense.
So she's getting a new trial. Thanks for the update on that, Missy. I appreciate it. We're short on time. Let's get quickly to Nick in Illinois. Nick, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hey, Ian. You just touched on what I was going to bring up. The standard idea right now is that the burden is on the nude person to protect others from their nudity or sexual activity. But why is that?
Because of Puritanism?
But do you think there's a homesteading principle involved here?
Meaning what?
Well, you know, it's like the standard was established somehow that nude people are the ones who are in the wrong and need to protect others from their nudity.
Well, they're in the minority, so I would imagine that's how the standard was established. It's just a numbers game. Thanks. I wish we had more time for you, but we're out of it for tonight. It has been Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Mark.
Visit Jason over at cdevolution.org for the Civil Disobedience Evolution Fund, and we will see you tomorrow night at freetalklive.com.
The Ruger LC9, compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP, features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high-visibility three-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holster. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at crossbreedholsters.com. Again, that's crossbreedholsters.com.